or candidates will see it. You want to make a great hire fast, and this exclusive offer gives you a head start. Independent research shows 6 times more hires are delivered through Indeed than any other job site, making Indeed your one-stop source for hiring. To redeem this offer, go to Indeed.com/offer. That's Indeed.com/offer. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
President Trump's daughter and advisor, Ivanka Trump, is pushing for more child tax credits.
Over the years, as wages have stagnated, the costs of raising a family have grown exponentially. It is a priority of this administration, and it is a legislative priority to ensure that American families can thrive and that we deliver real and meaningful tax relief to middle-income Americans.
Trump is pushing for Congress to pass more child tax credits as part of tax reform. 2 Georgia teens are under arrest after it was found they were planning an attack on their high school. Alfred Dupree and Victoria McCurley are facing multiple charges for threats against Etowah High School and staff. The school is located near Atlanta. A community member tipped off police to the students' plot, and a hit list was found in a journal that belonged to one of the students. A search of the students' home found a cache of weapons and also possible explosive devices. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, it's Angie Austin. All right, I didn't sleep well until I got MyPillow. I love this pillow, and they have a great deal right now. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com, and I'm telling you, this pillow will change your sleep life. MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, or call 800-951-8175 and put in the promo code USA. You'll get 50% off 2 MyPillow premium pillows and 2 Go Anywhere pillows. Again, call 800-951-8175, promo code USA.
A new study suggests that dolphins may suffer from dementia. Here's correspondent Mark Mayfield.
It's the first time traces of the illness have been found in a wild animal. A study out of Oxford University in the United Kingdom discovered the clues associated with Alzheimer's in the brains of dolphins that died after washing up on the shore in Spain. Researchers say they think humans and dolphins are susceptible because of how the two species process insulin. It's linked to how both dolphins and humans both tend to live for years after they've stopped being fertile, unlike many animals. They aren't sure, however, if dolphins with Alzheimer's suffer from memory problems and dementia like humans.
A star of the NBC hit series Law & Order is trying to raise awareness about diabetes. Here's correspondent Sarah Lee Kessler.
Law & Order star Essa Pathan Murkison says she was stunned when she was diagnosed with type 2 diabetes, even though it runs in her family.
My dad lost his life because of complications. My grandmother lost her sight. An uncle had lower extremity amputations.
Now Murkison is working on a public awareness campaign called America's Diabetes Challenge. She wants people to know they can live with type 2 diabetes if they're proactive about diet, exercise, and taking medication if needed. Sarah Lee Kessler, New York.
The driver of an 18-wheeler is dead after slamming to a restaurant outside of Houston. Sheriff's deputies say the crash happened this morning when the big rig smashed into Shogun Grill and Sushi's bar. They believe that the driver had a medical issue. USA Radio News, I'm Jason Wirt.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design. This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Well-known author, investment banker, consumer advocate, analyst, trader, Chris Markowski is the watchdog on Wall Street.
You want answers?
Exposing the lies and myths that the big brokerage firms, the mainstream press, and the government are pushing to keep Americans away from financial freedom.
You can't handle it! handle the truth.
Bringing America the truth about what really happens in the financial world.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're not here to indulge in fantasy, but in political and economic reality.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You know what? I'm going to do it again. I don't care. I'm not done. I'm not satisfied. I got way too much to talk about when it comes to the lies that are being pushed on the people of this country through the media. Yeah, it's, again, one of the things that I do believe would help save the country and get us back on track is that we have to break up, not only to break up the big investment banks, break up Wall Street. That's a given. We've got to break up these media conglomerates as well. They need to be broken up. It's a sad story. Again, here's a story this past week. We've talked about this lady, Daphne Galinza, here on the program. We praised her, a true journalist, for what she did in the Panama Papers, exposing all of the corruption of all the wealthy elites and politicians from all over the globe and how they hide money through Panama. Remember that story? Yeah, she's gone now. She was assassinated. Assassinated with a car bomb. You know, it's funny. I watch and I can see right through these stories. We don't have, there's really no true journalists out there. You got Julian Assange. Look at him. He's holed up in he's holed up in an Ecuadorian embassy in London. He can't get out. Here's a guy that actually did great work. Great work. Holding truth to power, what they're supposed to do. No, it's not about that. It's the melding of news and Hollywood to create stories out there that you'll follow along with. Newstainment, you want to call it? I don't know, maybe come up with something else, but that's what it is because it's not news. You know, I love to make fun of Tesla all the time here on the program because, again, I love making fun of companies that get, what else can I do? I could hit the heavy bag that I'm aggravated that my tax dollars go to Elon Musk, but they do. So we make fun of it here on the program. Wall Street Journal, here is a would-be, I mean, he calls himself a journalist. I'm sure his mom and dad are proud. He's got a business card saying he works for the Wall Street Journal. Puts out a piece, your next home could run on batteries. Yay! This big, long story on batteries and solar panels for homes and how a couple places in Arizona are trying it and all this stuff. You got to wait to the end of the article where he points out that, yes, it could take decades to make back your investment. Decades? How many people nowadays stay in their home for decades? How many people? Decades? Oh, okay, it's great. No, it's stupid. You work for the Wall Street Journal. You don't even recognize that this is dumb? No. No, you see what happened is some flack from Tesla or some PR person. Wow, look at this story. Pitch them a story. They don't have to do anything. You get your publicists, you get your PR people, they pitch the stories. They write the stories for these people. They drive them in that direction. They don't want to be beating the bushes, looking to do investigative work anymore. Now, here's something you might want to investigate. Tesla just fired 700 people. They're supposed to be amping up their production, right? Yet they just laid off 700 people. Might that be a story? No. But when Elon Musk puts out a PowerPoint presentation telling everybody how awesome his rocket ship to Shanghai is going to be, oh, yeah, you'll give that plenty of coverage. Another story as well. You know, now he's in trouble. You know, the country that sells the most Teslas, Norway. Nor, because their tax structure there makes it very expensive to own other cars. They're going to do away with that tax advantage in Norway. What do you think is going to happen to the amount of cars that are sold? Huh? What do you think is going to happen? Anyway, people, we've talked about this. I've written about this over the years. Okay? What you're getting more often than not, and you know what? I'll just take all the politics and all that crap aside. We'll just focus on business news right now. You're not getting truth. Truth is not news anymore. They want you tuned in. They want you paying attention. It's kind of funny. I was taking a look at some of the business publications. News Corp. They own Barron's. They own the Wall Street Journal. They own all of these supposedly competing publications, but they're not really competing. So again, you get on the right side of those publications, you can get your story pitched. You can move your idea, even if it's a bad one, because no one's going to look into it. No one's going to investigate it. There's a great story about that in Michael Lewis's book in The Big Short, where they go to the Wall Street Journal, present all their evidence about what a fugazi everything is and how everything's going to fall apart. And the Wall Street Journal writer's like, I spent a long time cultivating my relationships and my contacts at all these places. I can't do a story like this. I got to put food on the table. Yeah. Again, this is nothing new. If CNBC and some of these business programs out there actually told people how to properly manage their money, do things the right way, well, you know, they wouldn't have that much to talk about, would they? No, they wouldn't. Anyway. All right. Again, some good economic stories. Got the fewest jobless claims since 1973. Got unemployment claims falling to their lowest level in 43 years. Consumer sentiment in the United States surges to 13-year high. Okay, again, as far as Trump is concerned, yes, it's the economy, stupid, and this will benefit him without a doubt. But it will be short-lived. Thing, we got a lot of balls that are still up in the air. In particular, this past week, we saw this little bit of drama taking place. We told you this was coming. Lamar Alexander, Patty Murray getting together. Ebony and Ivory live together in perfect harmony. Yeah, Democrats and Republicans getting together to keep the zombie alive. That's right. Working to keep Obamacare alive. What the devil? Are you kidding me? I mean, one knows that, you know, you watch The Walking Dead, you want to kill a zombie, you got to put a spike through its head. Or a vampire, you got to, you know, put a stake through the heart. You cut off all the subsidies to insurance companies, then Obamacare dies. You get it? It dies. Yet we're told again by the idiots in the mainstream media that that's a bad thing. That's not good. We need to stabilize the markets. Don't you understand, Mr. Markowski? What do they call it? They call it cost sharing. What are they? Cost sharing reductions? Is that what? Yeah. Cost sharing reductions is what Patty Murray and Lamar Alexander are calling their little scheme. You understand that doesn't even make sense in English? Now, they got to put the word share in there because sharing is caring, right? We went back from kindergarten. No. No, here's a little bit of a news flash for anybody out there. Anytime you hear the word subsidy, subsidizing something means it's going to get less expensive for someone who's going to get that subsidy. For everyone else, the price is going up. When you subsidize something, the price goes up. I don't care if you're subsidizing the housing market. I don't care if you're subsidizing companies with tax breaks. I don't care if you're talking about college education. Oh, it's going to give kids student loans and student aid to help the children out. No, you're not. You're just driving the price up. The same thing is applicable with healthcare. Okay? This is gravity. Do you understand, people? Economic gravity. Just as much as if you take a ball and you throw it up in the air, the ball will come back down to earth. Yes, if you subsidize something, the price of that thing is going to go up. Yeah, that's it. They won't tell you that, but that's the case. And that's Obamacare. Obamacare is nothing more than a wealth transfer scheme. That's it. That's all it is. But anyway, this is some of the stuff that we need to deal with. You need to educate the public when it comes to this automatically. The default position for people out there is student aid and student loans are a good thing. No, they're not. No, they're not. We eliminate student loans. You eliminate student aid. What are you going to get? What are you going to get? Much cheaper education. Much cheaper. Yeah, they've gone. Everybody's going out of their minds when it comes to schools. I don't know if I mentioned this. I get an email from my alma mater asking me for money. Asking, they always do. He said, oh, send money to Syracuse University. By the way, kudos to Syracuse for beating Clemson last week. But anyway, neither here nor there. They're building a new $50 million gym for the students. I know the gym they're talking about. I used to work out there. The gym was fine. They'll do some upgrades here and there. It's fine. But rock climbing walls and all this other stuff out there. And I'm saying to myself, what are we doing? Are we sending kids to school or Carnival Cruise? Which is it? Make up your mind. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, our newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners, all sorts of great stuff. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, our 24-hour day help hotline, 800-471-5984. The number again, 800-471-5984.
Don't do what I did and run out. If it's working, don't quit. Why would you stop? Why undo all the good that's been accomplished?
You've got to feed them right for life.
Dynavite is nutrition.
If I ever took Roy off of Dynavite.
No.
When I get to about 3/4.
When I get down to the bottom of my box of Dynavite.
Oh, no. I've got a couple more scoops.
It's time to place my order. Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you 4 extra packs of Nubba Nubs, free.
Nubba Nub treats are freeze-dried beefy treats.
Made with no cereal fillers, chemical preservatives, or dyes.
Good for the tummy.
And yummy.
Nubba Nub treats.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-709-2413 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-709-2413. Again, that's 800-709-2413.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving, but my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call, but I know I need help.
We're Paychex.
and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-887-4991. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-887-4991. That's 877-887-4991.
You should believe in math, not magic. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
See the curtains hanging in the window in the evening on a Friday night.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back to The Watchdog on Wall Street Show. I missed that phone call with my mother talking about the media. And I oftentimes, when she asks me stuff about this, I go off on a rant. And I'm like, I'm sorry, Mom, I don't mean to lecture. But I was mentioning Weinstein as well. I said, Ma, do you think that guy's going to jail? No. No, he's not going to jail. Just as much as none of the executives on Wall Street that were knee-deep in it when it comes to ripping off the American public financial scam. None of them went to jail either. It doesn't work that way. Little bit players from time to time, they end up going to jail, but not if you're a member of the establishment. You're a member of the swamp. You're a member of the watchdog on Wall Street's axis of evil. Again, you've been paying attention to this program for years. You'll know that big business, politicians, the media, working hand in hand to further their own needs. This Harvey Weinstein story that continues to get worse and worse and worse. And it's not just him. It's not. It's everywhere. There's stories coming out of the woodwork. You've got major players. Jeffrey Katzenberg, for crying out. Right on down the list. These are some vile human beings. It's part of the problem that we have with our culture. Yeah, I remember, I'll try to remember the congressman right now who, I'll think of it in a second. It was a Democratic Georgia congressman that basically threatened Chris Matthews to a duel. Actually threatened him to a duel. As I remember the days because he was being dishonorable. This is during the 2004 presidential election. I'll think of it in a second. But anyway, there's something to be said for people who... Sel Miller, thank you. That's it. Oh, my God. There's something to be said for people who believe in honor and chivalry and protecting women. These are, I don't know, I guess they're supposedly outdated, right? Well, they shouldn't be. They shouldn't be. Anybody in my world, I find out, treats someone that I know, a woman I know, the same way that these people in Hollywood did, they're going to deal with me. And you're not going to want... It sound like, Bill Bixby from the old 1970s Incredible Hulk. Don't make me angry. You're not going to like me when I'm angry. Yeah. There's a way you go about handling these things. I don't care. Outside the law. I would have. There's no fear. Do you understand how disgusting a human being you are where you use your position of power to take advantage of someone else like this? And what does it say that these women couldn't go to any men in their lives that would actually make these people pay the price? Yeah. Again, That's an issue with society today. There's something wrong with this picture here. And what is it, you know, what's kind of the common denominator? What is the political persuasion by all of these predators there in Hollywood, huh? Think about that for a second. Think about how messed up this is, how creepy this is. These are guys that come out and talk about feminism and women's rights and right to abortion. And, honey, you want the job? Get on the couch. Take your clothes off. It's gross. It really is. The casting couch has been around for a long time. What? Why? Why has this been allowed to take place? Why haven't men, real men, stood up to them? I got one we heard out there. Brad Pitt actually went and threatened Harvey Weinstein. Which, again, makes George Clooney a liar, because George Clooney, I didn't know. Well, really? One of your best buddies knew and you don't know? Give me a break. Again, they're going to try to make this one go away as quickly as they can. Got a lot of money at stake here, people, right? Ben Affleck rolled into this and his treatment of women. He's got a movie coming out next month, and it's all about money. It's all about money. And you know what? People think that that's capitalism. All about money. No, it's not. Capitalism is about two people sitting down at a table, both doing business and both walking away happy. That's capitalism to me. This is vile. Anyway, wanted to touch on this story as well. Mitch McConnell. Mitch McConnell is there. He's with the president, and he's talking about his job, and he's going off on Steve Bannon, talking about how it's his job to get incumbents elected. That's what we do. And again, the president kept his mouth shut, and I wish he hadn't there. This, again, is a fundamental problem with our political system. It's almost like tenure. You win your election, you're tenured. As long as you can continue to win elections, the party is going to continue to back you, no matter what. Because again, it's all about power, which is sick. Every single candidate needs to face competition. Competition breeds excellence. Primary everyone. This good old boy club, this establishment nonsense has to go. And I gotta say, good for Bannon, who's actually challenging these people. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
We passed a budget that is fiscally responsible, it strengthens our national defense, and it's really good for taxpayers.
House Speaker Paul Ryan talking about the budget being sent to President Trump after passing the House today by a 4-vote margin.
This budget that we just passed in the House today brings us one step closer to historic tax reform. That means more jobs, fairer taxes, bigger paychecks for Americans.
The Justice Department has settled litigation connected to the targeting of conservative and Tea Party groups by the IRS, admitting the IRS singled out conservatives under the Obama administration. Attorney General Sessions said the IRS singled out groups based solely on their viewpoint or their ideology. While the IRS would not comment to the media about the suit directly, court documents showed that the agency admitted what they had done and apologized for their actions against conservative groups. This is USA Radio News.
There are certain people you can always trust. Your grandma, your grandma's friends, lifeguards, action movie heroes who tell you to trust them. But there's no one you can trust more than your doctor. And when it comes to their own frequent heartburn, doctors and pharmacists trust the power of the purple pill, Nexium 24-Hour. And when you choose Nexium 24-Hour, you'll see why. When it comes to heartburn, trust the brand doctors trust. Nexium 24-Hour. May take 1 to 4 days. Use as directed.
Franklin Graham calls it a must-see.
Don't you dare tell me about the love and the compassion of your so-called God.
Mike Huckabee calls it a giant step forward for the faith-based genre.
Do you believe that God hears?
God always answers prayer.
Jerry Falwell Jr. says Let There Be Light offers forgiveness and hope when it's needed most. Kevin Sorbo and Sean Hannity present the most anticipated Christian movie of the year. Let There Be Light. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13 in theaters October 27. Find a theater at lettherebelightmovie.com.
Join us for a fun-filled evening at the Hunterdon County Crime Stoppers annual fundraiser, Thursday, November 16th, 6:30 to 9:30 p.m. at Lone Eagle Brewing, 44 Stangle Road, Flemington. Craft beer tasting, great food, door prizes, live music, and a 50-50 raffle. Tickets are $50 each, and sponsorship advertising opportunities are available. Please visit www.crimestoppershunterdon.com or call 908-437-0126. We'll have a barrel of fun.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Bringing America financial freedom one listener at a time. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back to The Watchdog on Wall Street show. I know we touched on this a little bit earlier, actually making fun of Lamar Alexander and Patty Murray and the bid to, we got the zombie just about killed. Oh, let's bring the zombie back. Let's not kill the zombie. That zombie being Obamacare. The reality is that, the powers that be, the establishment, and I'm talking to everyone out there. Again, you got a whole media behind it. They don't want to get rid of Obamacare. Providing people health insurance and giving handouts and giveaways is power. Right? It's power. If you're able to just take other people's cash and hand it to people and say, hey, look at what I'm giving you. I'm giving you money. Wow, you're going to be pretty popular, right? It's funny. We teach our kids. We teach our kids about this stuff, about, you can't buy your true friends. You can't do it. Yet that's what politicians do, right? They buy the votes. They buy the votes through pieces of legislation where they do handouts and giveaways. And, the funny thing is, I've actually seen it in the past where they actually protect everyone, all the incumbents out there. I called George W. Bush's tax cut back in 2007 as the Vote Buying Incumbency Protection Act. George W. Bush gets together with Nancy Pelosi and cuts checks to everyone. Yay, I got a check in the mail. I got a check in the mail from George and Nancy. Unless, of course, you made more than $70,000 a year and you didn't get a check. But yeah, that's all they were doing, is buying votes. And this is why they want to control this, why they don't want it to go away. The same way they hold it over everyone's heads with Social Security. Remember when the government shutdown was going to take place with John Boehner and he was going to give it to Barack Obama? Barack goes on with David Gregory and tells him, well, you know, there's a government shutdown. You're going to be worried about getting Social Security checks and Medicare checks, which was a lie. Did David Gregory call Barack Obama out on his lie? Did anybody in the media call him out on his lie? No. No, he shut the government down. Social Security checks still go out. Medicare still paid. Not an issue. Not an issue. But again, that's that type of power, because once Barack said that, up, congressional phone lines are heated up. Grandma and grandpa are freaking out. They're not going to get their check. And match point. There you go. Checkmate. Here we go. We win. Anyway, the whole thing needs to be done away with. We need to bring free market principles back in, even if we have to do it slowly but surely. I just want to go back. All I want is my health insurance that I had prior to Obamacare. That's all I want. That's all I'm asking for. I'm hoping that's the case, because you know what? I got a letter in the mail this past week. Yep. My insurance company is shutting down. That's right. They're shutting down. No more. Sorry. Find somebody else. Yay. Anyway, it was the worst insurance I ever had in my entire life. Wasn't even insurance. It was just me writing, cutting checks. Me just cutting checks. Yes, that's all. Insurance that you'll never use unless something, God forbid, really, 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 really bad happens. I'm not even talking broken bones. I mean, really bad stuff. That's how high the deductibles are. Anyway, quickly on this, there was a story in talking about Puerto Rico and the rebuilding efforts in Puerto Rico. And I've talked about this here on the program. And the Caribbean is a great teachable moment when it comes to what to do and what not to do. Socialism versus the free market. It's a great case study. You know what we'll do? I'm not going to have enough time to go. We'll take a quick break right here. We get back, and I'll explain why. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Our newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. We'll be back.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle tax problems. An open phone line has been established by National Tax Relief. Grab a pen or put this number in your cell phone, but call 1-800-210-0311 today. That's 1-800-210-0311. When you call, you'll get information and see if you qualify. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and can't afford to pay them back, there's no need to fear anymore. You may qualify for a program that could settle your tax problems and save you money. For free information and to see if you qualify, call National Tax Relief today at 1-800-210-0311. That's 1-800-210-0311. 1-800-210-0311.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that anytime.
Anytime.
Is a good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, fresh scent of Gold Bond Powder Spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sports casting?
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond Powder Spray.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
Ha ha.
Mario and Pemba here for your local Auto Value Parts stores. There's no feeling quite like the one you get from driving on the open road. So whether I'm keeping my ride clean or running smooth, I've come to depend on the team at my local Auto Value Parts stores. And you can place your order anytime at autoparts2020.com.
We have batteries, brakes, bumpers, and more at your Auto Value Parts store,
where service is the difference.
We get it.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
rescue a dog, you've got to feed them right for life. Every rescue deserves at least 90 days of Dynavite.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you four extra packs of Nubba Nubs, free.
Nubba Nub treats are freeze-dried beefy treats.
Made with no cereal fillers, chemical preservatives, or dyes.
Good for the tummy.
And yummy.
Nubba Nub treats.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
Dinovite.com.
Flu season starts with all kinds of symptoms. At Walmart, we can help you be prepared before they show up with products like Mucinex to help relieve chest congestion and Delsym to help silence coughs for 12 hours. You'll also want to be ready with Sudafed PE to relieve sinus congestion and pressure, and Motrin for body aches and to reduce fever. So don't wait until the symptoms have already started. Be prepared for flu season this year. Stock up on everything you need at Walmart.
Use all products as directed.
Taking Wall Street's liars, crooks, and cheats out behind the woodshed. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
She grew up in Indiana town, had a good looking mama. All right. Never was around, rebuilding. Take a look at the Caribbean. Okay? I love the Caribbean. I do. I'm one of those guys. I love the ocean. I do, but I like to swim in the ocean and be able to see my feet. I don't know why. I like the crystal clear water. I do. So we have beautiful beaches here on Long Island, especially the South Shore out towards the Hamptons. I mean, absolutely beautiful. The water's all right. I just like it when it's crystal clear. That's why I love going to the Caribbean. Some of the nicest beaches I've ever seen, places like St. John, and God willing, they're able to recover. But take a look around the Caribbean. You have amazing success stories, and you have colossal failures. What do the amazing success stories have in common, and what do the colossal failures have in common? Again, what's truly fascinating, let's take a look at the Dominican Republic and Haiti. It's the same island. Half the island, extreme poverty and corruption, and the other half of the island, which has seen great economic growth. Now, again, Dominican Republic is not the Caymans, but they're on their way. Hey, take a look at the Cayman Islands. Take a look at the type of wealth there, Cozumel. Why not do things that way? You're an island, same area, beautiful water, beautiful beaches. Why not do what they're doing? Now, again, if you're going to try to make yourself a great basketball player, are you going to, model yourself after Michael Jordan, or are you going to model yourself after someone that, can't dribble a ball? The problem with Puerto Rico is the fact that it is incredibly corrupt. People are used to handouts and giveaways. I found it disgusting, all the people out there taking to social media, blaming the president in regards to recovery efforts. You know how much aid was sent to that island that was thrown out and put into dumpsters so people could control the various different markets and selling the stuff? Oh, yeah. It is corrupt as corrupt could be. You can't become the Caymans. You can't become a success story unless you do away with all of that. You can't. This is the same suggestion. This is what we talked about here on the Watchdog on Wall Street's Solutions to Fix Greece. What did Paul Krugman, what did all the left-wingers do? This austerity measures are no good. You can't do that. You can't do austerity measures. You gotta give them more money. You need to stimulate that economy. Government's got to spend more. Well, first and foremost, I don't think that austerity measures, when you're hurting the people, that don't have anything in the first place, I don't think that they're helpful either. Cutting back government spending, that's a whole other thing. That's something where, well, that needs to happen. Not to mention getting rid of corruption. We said the same thing. I said, Greece, you are a some of the nicest real estate in the entire world. I've been there. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. It's like Switzerland is beautiful, too. What is Switzerland doing? Why don't you do what they're doing, huh? Let's just make a suggestion. No. It never gets done because there's always too much corruption. Anyway, quickly on this story, Communist Party this past week in China had their big opening there. 3.5 hour speech. 3.5 hour speech by Xi Jinping. I mean, that's longer than Godfather 2. That's pretty darn impressive. I heard Castro used to be able to give speeches like that. Again, China is, well, they're going back to their old state capitalism days and propping up companies. And again, it's difficult to have trade with companies like that. But you know what? We do it too. Come to think of it. We see a story about the amount of tax breaks that Amazon's looking to get for their second headquarters. I mean, it's extraordinary. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. We'll be back.
Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, RabCoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. This is Chamber President Chris Phelan inviting you to the 29th Annual Business and Home Expo with our Restaurant Showcase. This wonderful event will happen on Thursday, November 9th at our new location, Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington from 2 to 7 p.m. If you're a business or organization and would like to participate, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at huntertonchamber.org.
This is Tony Clark, Para Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Pat and Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Pat and Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
girls outside you.
Neil.
Yes.
Love me some Neil Diamond. Welcome back. It is the Watchdog on Wall Street Show. Yeah, all work and no play. Make the Watchdog. Not Jack. The Watchdog, a dull boy. Anyway, hour three is supposed to be the all-skate hour of the program here. We've been quite serious. Got to get into some fun stuff. This is not fun for the people that own the Venezuelan debt, but I don't. Why would you? They're out of money. Shocker. Shocker. Geez, wow, that's such a surprise. Socialist country running out of money. Wow. That never happens, does it? I guess their plan for the Wabbits didn't work. Anyway, we talked about that a couple weeks ago on the program. Venezuela is telling everybody to start raising Wabbits. Weeze Wabbits. Wabbit season. Duck season. No, Weeze Wabbits. Wabbits will save socialism in Venezuela. Yeah, they're not. I don't know how they're going to make good on these last couple bond payments. Their benefactors as of late, Russia and China, are like, I don't think we're going to throw any more good money after bad. Yeah, they've already poured a ton in there. Russia in particular, about $1 billion. Now, $1 billion, we use that word so flippantly here in the United States, is a lot more money to Russia than it is the United States. It is what it is. It's a big deal. So again, good luck with that. All right, NFL. NFL stadiums are empty. You're not seeing the pictures on television because they're not showing you the pictures on television. But I'm here to tell you the numbers are that bad. That bad in regards to television ratings, that bad in regards to attendance at games. This was just a couple years ago. The NFL was the juggernaut of all juggernauts. Nothing could stop it. And they were talking, we're going to have the NFL in London and Mexico City. And I mean, they just everywhere. We're going to put a stadium on Mars and we're going to make the taxpayers pay for it. Yeah. Yeah. Not so much anymore. And again, classic example of, gee whiz, don't tick your customers off. Do not disrespect your customers. That's all. You take care of your customers. And God forbid, if you do disrespect them or if you do something wrong, make it right. Which they still haven't done. Okay, I saw this story and it reminded me of the film Mississippi Burning, Gene Hackman. And Gene Hackman quit acting. He was just a genius. But he's got that line. He's in the film there. He's like, you know, about the Mississippi, what has four eyes and doesn't see Mississippi. A Mississippi school district has pulled To Kill a Mockingbird from eighth grade classrooms because the novel makes people uncomfortable. That's what it's supposed to do. Novels, good novels, are supposed to make people feel uncomfortable. Good novels are supposed to make people think, right? My radio show here, it's, like I said, no spoonful of sugar to make the medicine go down. I'm not here to kiss people's butts. Yeah, I'm here to make you feel uncomfortable. Sometimes the truth can be uncomfortable. The old saying, the truth hurts. And to go out and to ban To Kill a Mockingbird? I trying to remember when I read that. It was, that'd be seventh or eighth grade as well. I mean, you got to be kidding me. But again, you know, we can't go, nobody can be offended. Nobody can be triggered. Nothing bad. That's not how the world works. Anyway, the JV team is finally on the ropes now, as it looks. That's right. The JV team, you know, ISIS. You remember when Barack Obama came out and called ISIS the JV team, that they were no big deal. Never, 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 never held accountable for that in the mainstream media. No, no, never. They would never call Barack out on that. But we do. Yeah, Barack Obama called ISIS the JV team. It's no big deal. We don't have to worry about ISIS, the JV team. Well, U.S.-backed militias with our air power have driven ISIS out of Raqqa, which was their de facto capital there. Just asking this question. If this happened and Barack Obama was president, how big would this news story be? Oh, yeah, did I get a little alert? I got a little alert on my my little pop-ups on my computer when this happened. Did it make the headlines on any of the websites? No. No. Because Donald Trump's president. If Barack Obama were president, or if Hillary Clinton were president, they'd be looking to build statues of the mighty warrior that took down ISIS. And how smart they are. And there would be exposés of the work behind the scenes with the generals and what it took. And there'd be pictures from the Situation Room. There'd be all sorts of stuff. You know it. And I know it. Okay? Come on. Even if you're a left winger and a Democrat here, you know I'm being truthful. And you're nodding your head right now. I know. He's right again. Anyway. God bless everybody. Have a wonderful, wonderful week. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is our site. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, our newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners, all sorts of great stuff. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, 24-hour day help hotline, 800-471-5984.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
We passed a budget that is fiscally responsible, it strengthens our national defense, and it's really good for taxpayers.
House Speaker Paul Ryan talking about the budget being sent to President Trump after passing the House today by a 4-vote margin.
This budget that we just passed in the House today brings us one step closer to historic tax reform. That means more jobs, fairer taxes, bigger paychecks for Americans.
The Justice Department has settled litigation connected to the targeting of conservative and Tea Party groups by the IRS, admitting the IRS singled out conservatives under the Obama administration. Attorney General Sessions said the IRS singled out groups based solely on their viewpoint or their ideology. While the IRS would not comment to the media about the suit directly, court documents showed that the agency admitted what they had done and apologized for their actions against conservative groups. This is USA Radio News.
Listen to what Jeff says about Andro 400.
This product is so much better than even some of the advertisements. It's changed every aspect of my life. That was a 40 waist, and with the Andro 400, I'm down to 36. I'm 54 years old, and people have said to me that I look better than I ever have, and that I look like I'm in my early 40s. Hands down, I'm in the best shape of my life, and I'm telling you, it's the Andro. People immediately notice the burst of energy, my skin, my energy, plus the weight loss, the toning of the body, and the increased strength and endurance that I have in the gym. Where I was and where I am now, night and day. And Andro 400 has made the difference. My
for U.S. passport holders, humanitarian workers, and reporters can apply for exemptions. The ban was announced around the death of American college student Otto Warmbier,
The Ohio man in prison during a tour of North Korea last year, Warmbier died after being brought back to the United States in a coma following extreme treatment by his North Korean captors. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
The average age of a new father in the United States is going up. Here's correspondent Mark Mayfield.